Hello again, everyone. David Creel, World's Best Double Eagle Coach, with another episode for you. I'm joined today by my friend, Mike. What's up, Mike? How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, David?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
So, if it's all right with you, we'll just jump right into it. So, what would make this an extraordinary conversation today?
What would make this an extraordinary conversation? Like something I would like to work on? I would say breaking out of fear.
Perfect. Okay.
Like so, new experiences, getting into the uncomfortable places, doing things that are going to move me forward as a person and as a soul. But if that makes sense, does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. When you talk about fear, what are you afraid of?
So I used to be, I wouldn't say in my younger years, I would just say, yeah, I'd say 10 years ago, I used to be a very aggressive salesperson, and not in the aggressive in the sense of pushing people into the sale, but aggressive as far as follow-up, contacting new clients, searching for new clients. I'm getting back into that mode, but because it's been so long, there's a little fear there. And it's a simple problem. It's very simple. And I've always found the best way to handle fear is just to jump into the activity at hand and do it repetitious over time, and the fear breaks. There's just been this wall. Now I've recently, the business is growing. There's good things happening, but I know that that would make me grow beyond what I am now. I get stuff from networking, my own marketing, so on and so forth. But I always found really good luck with getting in touch with clients directly, was always very good at it. And I actually did make a cold call and close a client the other day. So I know it's possible. It just, when I'm doing it repetitiously, there's just like this fear there. I don't know what it is. So that's just honest.
Okay. So fear of what?
Rejection.
Oh, okay. Well, trust me. If people say they're not afraid of rejection, they're lying to themselves.
Absolutely.
Okay. So fear of rejection. Okay. So can you give me an example of a recent time where you got rejected?
Recent, like in the last 3 months, 6 months, year, 2 years?
Just whenever. Whenever you said that you feel a fear of rejection, just whatever example comes to mind. It doesn't matter if it was 6 years ago.
Say when I started this business in October of 2020, coming out of a divorce and a tough time in life and getting back into the workforce and bringing my life back online, I would say that initially getting back into networking was fearful. That was fearful. There was fear there. There was just getting back into everyday life there was fear there. So I would say the last time I experienced rejection, like a specific incident, probably the last time I picked up the phone and somebody said no.
Okay. So perfect example. Okay. So you called prospect, him or her, it doesn't matter what their name is, and you created a connection, and then you proposed to work together and they told you no.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a question, but I'm going to ask it very specifically. So you said, Mr. Prospect or Miss Prospect, it's going to be, X number of dollars to work with me for Y months, and we'll do this. And they said, no, thanks. I'm not interested.
So no, when I make a cold call, the only reason I call is to just get in front of them, make an appointment. So I never bring up price, this, that. It's always just, hey, I can help you with this. I'm going to be in the area Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Do you have time at 2 o'clock to meet? And then if they say no, I usually say, well, I understand a lot of my clients have said that in the past. And when they saw what we had to offer and it solved their problem, they were very interested. And then I'll go back into the, it just no, if it's like consistently no, that's when the rejection sets in. So I don't get into price and all that stuff, but I get what you're saying. Yes, pretty much whatever I'm offering, it's when they say no the second or third time that that fear sets in. I don't know why.
Okay. So would it be safe to say that whenever they told you no to meet to see how you could help them, or you got to the point where you'd already met with them and you wanted to just schedule a follow-up meeting to go over the next steps, and they told you no or not interested, what exactly happened? Whenever she told you no, what exactly happened?
Okay, thank you. Hang up the phone.
Okay. So could it be that whenever they told you no, all they did was said words to you?
Yep, absolutely.
And then you put the story and the meaning behind it.
That's personal. I would take it personally. And then I push out that fear into the next call. This is going to happen again, you know, and it's just going to keep happening.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not going to get anywhere.
Okay. So is that true?
No, I mean, it hasn't been. Some days it's true, some days it's not. It depends on who I'm cold calling and my attitude and probably my frame of mind when I'm doing it.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. So Zig Ziglar said, failure is an event. It is not a person.
Right.
So just because someone told you no, they may have no interest, no desire, no need, no money. So they're not telling you no. They're telling your idea or whatever you presented to them no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for example, what would you say if you were going to get 3 out of 10, meaning 7 people are going to tell you no, but you get 3 out of 10, what would you say? Would you say that was a success or failure?
Oh, that's absolute success.
Yes. Now, what if you took that to where you played baseball? What would they call you then?
Oh, I'd be a superstar, obviously. I'd be a
first ballot Hall of Famer, no questions asked.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is they still got out 7 out of 10 times.
Right.
So you don't have to get everyone.
Uh-uh.
Nor should you try, because it's impossible.
Right.
So have you ever heard the phrase that whenever someone tells you no, it simply means next one?
Yep.
So how do you prepare for the next call, regardless of what happens on the previous call? How would you like to change things for you?
I think it's just pushing. I got to push through. I got to pick up the phone, make the next call, and try my best.
Did you try your best whenever they told you no?
At the time, yeah. I would say I was trying my best.
Okay. So there's another quotation I've heard. I can't remember who said it. He said, all you can do, I heard it from Les Brown, but he got it from someone else. Maybe Al Williams or someone. He said, all you can do is all you can do. And that's enough. but make sure you do all that you can do.
I like that.
So if you did the best to your ability in the limited time you had together with the prospect, and they told you no, what would it help you to go back and just kind of like Tiger Woods, for example, he has a deal. If he hits a bad shot, he thinks about it for the next 10 steps. Then after that, it's on to the next shot.
I like that.
So do you think that would be beneficial to you going forward, where regardless of what happens, if they say yes, awesome. If they say no, no problem. What to avoid, though, is the maybes.
Right.
Because then neither one of you are complete, and you don't know when you're going to meet again, if you're going to meet again, and you continue following up, but they're just not ready.
Yeah, it's not the right person to keep calling, for sure.
Well, maybe it is, but not as often as someone who's like a more of a warm lead.
Yeah.
So what I do is I have what I call a not yet list. So yep. these are all the people that have told me no for whatever reason. And I don't call them often, but maybe if I'm I've just got some downtime, I'd like to connect with someone, I can always go back to my not yet list. Hey, you know, Jim, we spoke a few months ago. How's things? And just seeing if you can rekindle the conversation to see if now they are ready.
Right.
You know, because I've had a lot of people that, you know, oh, yeah, I lost your number and I've been meaning to get a hold of you, but I didn't know how to get a hold of you. And I reached back out and they ended up hiring me.
I believe that.
So, okay, so what would it look like? Okay, let me ask you this. What's the smallest possible step you could take to acknowledge the fear, but then make sure you go ahead and act anyway?
Just acknowledge, yeah, there was fear. I felt rejected, and that's okay. But it didn't kill me. Now let's move to the next call. I don't know.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But also the key to take away is they didn't reject you as a person.
Right.
They rejected your idea that you presented to them.
Right.
Like, you know, maybe they don't have, you know, a need for your Google services or your SEO. Maybe they don't have any need or desire for that. So they're not calling you, you know, they're not rejecting you personally. They're just rejecting what you presented to them.
Right.
So if that's the case, would it affect you as much if you did realize, which is true, that they're not rejecting you, they're just rejecting the idea or the widget that you showed them, that like, I don't have any desire for that.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So what is your current mode now of reaching out to people? Obviously you said networking groups, but
I mean, networking chambers of commerce. I've kind of pulled away from the Deer Park Chamber of Commerce. I got one client from 6 months of effort, and it was more of the client turned into a very big client, but it just, for the time I was putting in, wasn't worth it. So I found better results in the free groups for whatever reason, because I have the latitude and ability not to have to be there every time I turn around. You know, yeah. I'm there 80% of the time, and then I don't have to say anything when I'm not there. When I'm reaching out to a client, say on a cold call, I have a very specific strategy. I look for clients that have unclaimed Google business listings. I pull up and see if it's claimed. I call the business and I say, do you realize your Google business listing is not claimed? And just so you know, when you don't have a claimed Google business listing, somebody else can come along and claim it, and then you won't have access to the benefits that it brings. And I can help you claim it for free. And I'll come down to their office and help them set it up. And if they ask questions about what I do, I'll tell them what I do and how I do it. And I will engage. And I did pick up a new client from doing that.
Awesome. Okay. And how many calls do you have to have before you get someone to come get take advantage of the free demo?
I would say on those kind of, depending on the business owner and if I can get a hold directly of the business owner, usually they're very open. I'd say 50-50, really. Maybe probably I haven't made enough calls yet to really put a number to it, but just like one day I made 2-3 calls, I got an appointment and sold something. I would say it's a high likelihood that they're going to be interested in making sure that their listing is claimed, because they don't even know it's there for the most part. It's mm-hmm. like non-existent. Mm-hmm. But when they see what it can do, it's like, oh my gosh, I mean, the clients that I've had in these free groups that are working with me now, I had a guy, as a matter of fact, at our lunch, Daryl, he's getting a bunch of new calls because of it. So,
mm-hmm. So would it change? Let's just say it takes 5 calls to get someone to come and take you up on your demo offer.
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't know. Might be 1 in 3, might be 1 in 5, might be whatever. But how would it change things for you if you, let's say it's 1 out of 5. You call 5 and you get 2 that say yes, and then you close 1 of those 2.
Right.
Perfect. How would it change things, though, for your mindset whenever you get the no? You're just getting that much closer to your 5th call.
Correct.
And then the fear goes away. It's I'm going to 5. Because it may be you get none, but then the next 3 that you make, you get 2.
Right.
You know, so the fear of rejection is very real. But again, they're not calling you a failure, just whatever you offered them. They're not, they have no interest, no desire, no money, no whatever, you know?
Right.
So you can know, because what gets measured is where you can actually get the numbers. So you might want to start tracking, you know, okay, it takes 5 of these to get 2 appointments, and it takes 7 of these to get 2 appointments, and out of those, I'll get 1.
Right.
Where that way, whenever you hear the no, it's actually not that big a deal. You're like, yes, you're more excited than you are disappointed, because you know your numbers and you know, okay, this was a not yet, not a no, it's a not yet. And no problem. I'm going to call 4 more. I'm going to get 1 of them, and then, or I'm going to get 2 out of 4. And then I'm going to go close those, and out of those 2, I'm gonna get at least 1 of them, and we're good.
Right.
So, but I think that's a thing that's doable, where you won't get overwhelmed, where you're thinking, I've got to call 27 people in a day.
Right.
You know, where it's
I've got to call 10.
Right. Or whatever your number is. If you call 10, okay, no problem. I mean, 10 is much easier to get the math of, and if you call 7, you know, because it's a, you know, 10% of 10 is 10 all day, you know, but 10% of 7 is a point, and it's, you know, it's 0.7. It's not a whole number. But every time someone tells you no, by the law of averages, if you call 8 and you get 8 no's in a row, it's like, okay, well, the next 2, one of the next 2 are 100% going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into the call with a different, not attitude, but a different way of speaking. Because you're expecting them to say yes.
Correct.
So maybe maybe it would just be a, you know, hey, oh, well, I mean, I'll go find somebody that will.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's an easy goal to set and maintain for 5 days a week.
Awesome. Okay, so that's the thing about that, though, is it's easy to get overwhelmed. But whenever you break it down into smaller chunks, what's the smallest possible thing you could do? Oh, I could look on the internet for one person and then repeat that 10 times and you have your 10 calls.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
And then it, you don't get so overwhelmed. You know, the story goes that earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, mudslides, fires, get all the publicity, but termites do the most damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they take so many little bitty bites that you can't even see with the naked eye. But the problem is they never stop eating.
Right.
So I think that's a, I think that's a good, we could go into strategy all day, but you know how to do the strategy. But if you just break it down to where it's okay, I make 10 calls a day. So some days you may go 0 for 10, but the next day you might get 6.
Right. Right.
So, but it actually is a numbers game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I think this is a good place to call. I think you've got, you know, like I said, we could talk about strategy for the next hour, but what you don't need help with strategy. You've got the strategy. You just need to fine tune it a little bit.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Awesome. Exactly. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for joining me. It's been a blast.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Agreed.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and end it here. And I look forward to hearing you on the next episode. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.